Hey guys, I'm Shoda, and I'm a mental health consultant and a certified mindfulness teacher.
Hi, I'm Ollie, and I'm also a mental health professional, and I have a degree in health psychology.
We're married, we have ADHD, and we're both in therapy. And this is Mindfully ADHD. A podcast that follows our mental health journey to figure out what works for us and what doesn't. We try out different ways to improve our well-being and try to adapt those techniques to our brains and our lives over the span of a month.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down there, friend.
Let's take a breath. Notice our posture. Notice the sounds around us. And then go back to the first episode if you haven't heard it already.
Yeah, the first mindfulness episode, not the first episode, but the second first episode that we have here.
Series 2, episode 1.
Yeah, go listen to it and then come back.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Have you heard it yet?
How mindful are you feeling right now? Are you feeling mindful?
I'm feeling pretty good. I did a little bit of a grounding exercise before doing this.
Wow, our energies are just going to be the complete opposite because I have had 4 coffees today. I could have a 5th one, and I don't think I am feeling grounded.
Well, maybe. Oh, I'm feeling real zoned.
What?
No, I'm feeling real zony.
Are we gonna? Is this the earliest zone-out break we've had so far?
Zone-out break. Okay, so how's it going for you?
Should we just get straight into it? About
I think that's best.
Yeah, I think I actually struggled with this one a lot more than sleep, actually. Because, like...
It's a task.
Yeah, it was more of a task. Because with sleep, like, I have to sleep. I mean, I don't want to sleep, but I have to. So it's like, you know, slowly making tiny improvements. But this is like, yeah, it's just like a task you have to do, like something that you check off a list. So
it's forming a whole new habit.
Yeah. So it was I found it very difficult to scaffold myself. And like, I just forgot. I just kept on forgetting. Like, I had the same thing when I do therapy, that it's like I almost I compartmentalize, like, the therapy and like my regular life. So I think I'm like compartmentalizing like the podcast and everything else. So I think as soon as we stop recording the podcast, the stuff we talked about
just leaves your brain.
Just left my brain. Like as soon as I close my laptop, like it's just completely smooth brain, baby. Just no thoughts whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I think one of the things that's been really difficult as well is to keep each other accountable. Like, we don't do that.
Yeah. I think it's, like, we're too worried that we're going to nag each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we don't. So, I guess we really need to step up and try and figure out how to do this after we, like, figure out what went wrong.
Yeah. Let's look at your plan first, and then we'll look at mine. Or maybe I'll just tell you. Guys, I've been doing the mindfulness, but I have my own issues, especially with perfectionism. And it's so interesting because that's part of mindfulness, is to not be perfect and to be happy with not being perfect. I have problems. Let's go through the plans.
Plan.
Do you want to do the same like little buzzy sound?
I think we'll save that for
the end. Okay.
Because, like, it's not like we failed. We just need a little correction. A little, you know,
course
correction.
We can't fail. Okay.
We took a wrong turn. We need to re-navigate.
Well, one of the things you wanted to do was do it before work.
Okay, so I completely messed up. I did it once or twice before work, maybe. I think that one time I did the 3-minute mindfulness before work, but that's,
yeah, that was the only time we did it together.
No, but I think that's the only time you sat me down. I was like, okay, I know you're stressed, let's just do a 3-minute. And I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, but when you know, one of the things is like when either of us suggest it, the other one says no.
Yeah.
Okay, visual reminders.
No.
Shoda's live guidance.
We did it twice, really?
Yeah, we did the cuddle one.
Oh, right. When you said live guidance, I thought you meant like the Instagram live.
Yeah, the Instagram lives is part of that, so that's twice.
Yeah, okay. Although you, the time we did the 3 minute exercise, no, you didn't get that. We did.
No, I didn't guide it. Yeah, we used the app. Novelty by trying out unique practices like the music one. We did a cuddle one. That's pretty unique.
Yeah. Do you want to explain how we did the cuddle one? Because I think that was one of my favorite ones. I also like mindfully tried to lie in bed and try and like feel like where in which contact I was and like the blanket and this and that, because I was trying to do like daily mindfulness, so that's how I was trying to incorporate it.
Did we explain what daily mindfulness is in the first episode? I think we did.
We could re-explain it.
Yeah, so just a quick reminder that mindfulness isn't necessarily meditation, though the most evidence is based around mindful meditation. Mindfulness can also be practiced through your daily living. And the way that you do that is by tapping into your senses. So when you snuggle, feeling the warmth of someone else near you, or like smelling fresh sheets, or when you're brushing your teeth, feeling the bristles against you. We'll talk about sensory issues as this episode goes on, I think, because that was one of my challenges. But I think, yeah, I think is that a good explanation, you think?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Novelty by trying out unique so the cuddle one, and I did a guidance for that.
Yeah, I think I'm just like a little disappointed in myself, because for the novelty one I really wanted to do the music one, but I never actually got around to doing it. I think I've made several playlists since then, but I never actually made one for mindfulness. So
maybe that could be something, making a playlist for it, because that's something you love doing.
Yeah, but I think it's difficult because I'm just like going through like loads of songs and trying to play and like listening to snippets and seeing if I like them and going through. So like I think it's a lot more than just like,
I think one of the things is doing it when you remember to do it. So when you remember to do something mindfully, or when you remember that you're supposed to be doing the challenge, is just to sink into mindfulness in that moment.
I think it's maybe a similar thing that you have, like the perfectionist aspect. I want to do mindfulness, like sitting still and being just in the moment.
Meditating,
like,
yeah.
It's like I try not to do it when it's like chaotic around me, because that's probably would be a great way to do mindfulness, to try and ground in that moment. But like I want it to be quiet. I want like a secluded area. And like I think it's rarely like to find that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult.
Well, what are your obstacles then?
My obstacles? I have no idea. My brain. my obstacle is having ADHD.
Okay.
I guess we should do your plan.
Yeah.
You ready?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So your goal was to do a 10-minute or 30-minute mindfulness meditation once a day.
So I have been doing mostly 10 minutes. I've only done one 30-minute practice, and I did one 20-minute practice in the last 2 weeks. I found it really difficult to count the practices that didn't have guidance.
Yeah.
So like the Diwali practices, because those were mindfulness practices, and I would sit for 10 minutes doing the breathing.
I think I counted those, because that was one of like the times I actually did like proper mindfulness and like grounded, instead of just like the daily one and just being with my senses. But my trouble was like I was doing daily mindfulness, but I wasn't really counting it, or like it was difficulty like those small moments of mindfulness I wasn't really like categorizing, like because like I was doing it, but like I wasn't really counting it. So I think I was actually doing it more often than I thought I did. But I couldn't actually count how often I did it.
Yeah, no, I know. Because you do it when you remember, right?
Did I remember? Okay, did you do it before we left for work?
Not even once.
Yeah, not even once. Okay, did you do visual reminders?
I have visual reminders everywhere, but I didn't put my intention up.
Well, what was your intention?
My intention was to have fun with it and to be embodied.
embodied.
So I did. I mean, I have all of the stuff for my teacher training everywhere, all on the windows and stuff. So I have visual reminders to meditate.
Yeah.
But I don't have yeah.
You definitely did the Instagram Live that one time, but you.
I hated it. Yeah. I hated it. I was stressed the whole time, and I don't want to do it anymore because I got so much RSD when people didn't show up. But I hated it. I don't want to do it. I'm sorry.
Okay, did you do any, like, novelty ones? I guess we did the cuddle one.
All the Diwali practices, I think, would count as novelty.
Really?
For me.
Okay.
Oh, and I did a couple of movement ones.
Oh, what movement ones did you do?
I did the New Moon and Scorpio Yoga by Narsh Natasha, and I did the Samhain one, and I did a couple of yoga by Adrian practices, and I just incorporated movement, mindful movement into it. And all of them are really good about reminding you as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, as with any of the meditations or practices, rather, like, your mind is not going to stay still the whole time.
Yeah.
But even those, like, it was hard to count, even though I was really actively trying to be mindful. And two of them were 1 hour.
But, like, I think as long as you do it once, we don't really need to count. So maybe we should have, like, a little calendar and you just tick it if you did mindfulness, like, that day. Maybe when we get to it, we can talk.
That's a really good idea, to have, like, a tracker.
Okay, and did you have fun?
Yeah.
Really?
I really did. I really love it. You know, there's this thing that you can do. And when you breathe, right? Like right now, if you're breathing, you know, if. If and when you breathe. You know, the little pauses in between each breath?
When I'm not breathing?
When you're not breathing. Those little pauses, I had a lot of fun finding them. Oh, right. I feel like such a nerd.
I think we have a different category of fun.
It's like a puzzle.
It's like a breath puzzle.
Okay. Please don't judge me. The idea of like finding the little breaks. I had fun doing that, and then I had fun. Because it's like zoning out into hyperfocus.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun doing that. I enjoy zoning out on purpose.
That sounds so weird when you say it like that, zoning out on purpose.
But that was more with the yoga practices. So like when they start talking about chakra healing and that kind of nonsense. It's not nonsense. I think it's awesome, but it's a little like not fully in line with what we're doing right now, maybe. I don't know, maybe cut that out. Yeah, zoning out on purpose. Maybe we should take a zone out break now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we did the goals.
We did the goals.
We talked about our personal experiences through that a little bit. Okay, so we'll take a little bit of a break, and then we'll get back into accountability.
Accountability. And maybe a few more setbacks. Because I forgot to talk about sensory issues.
But wait, there's more.
It's because I forget. I forget, and then you say the break, and then my brain remembers. So another setback that I've had is sensory problems. So a few times I've tried to do the practice like just before I go to sleep, especially because we've been so stressed out, or I've been really sad because my sister moved away to London for good. Yeah. So I've been really, really sad and I've been having trouble sleeping. And one of the things that has helped me go to sleep at night is to do the practice, because one of the things that biologically meditation in general does is it helps initiate the parasympathetic nervous system response, which is the calming response. And a lot of the time we're stimulated. So I was sitting in a lecture recently. I'm taking a course, and one of the things that the lecturer said, or the speaker said, was that when we are watching Netflix, when we're reading, when we're having a conversation, oftentimes our nervous system is activated. So we're in a state of stimulation. And then when we go to sleep, it takes time for our parasympathetic nervous system to activate and then calm us down so that our bodies are not so stimulated. As we know from the sleep episode, that you need to be calmed before you go to sleep in order for you to have, sleep series, but in order for you to have that full stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four REM sleep cycle. And so I've been trying to do the meditation before I go to sleep. And when I'm really sleepy or stressed out, I get crazy sensory stimulation. and my toes feel like they're on fire, and all the labels in my clothes itch, and I feel like my nose is blocked, but it's not, and then it gets really irritating, I keep blowing it, and then I want to put nose drops in my nose so that it clears up, and then everything is dry, and then I feel really, really, really stressed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, when that happens, it's really hard to come down from it.
I feel like, why do all these things happen while I'm asleep?
Okay. I think it's designed like that. So what I started doing was I have this really big obsidian crystal, and the reason that I use it is because it's really big. So it's heavy in my hand, and then I try and focus all my energy onto that, and that's what has helped with the sensory problems for me. But the tingling in my fingers and toes doesn't go away, and the last two times that I did it, I gave up.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just mention that because it is a obstacle being neurodiverse.
Yeah, I think we could probably have like a whole episode just on sensory issues because like I think I usually get sensory issues with like different loud noises and different types of like fabric, especially if I'm like standing on it and stuff, like carpet and stuff. So like, but you seem to get it like quite often on, if something's like not like completely flat and stuff like that.
And it happens a lot more when I'm anxious or sad or stressed.
I get
a lot of sensory overstimulation. And I'm also very, like, texture-driven. So I always want to have a fuzzy blanket. My office is just full of pillows and blankets. And I have a fuzzy rug, even though I shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm currently wearing a super fuzzy, like, comfy sweater.
Yeah, and I mean, the collection of sweaters is insane. We've totally strayed off topic. But the point is that having those soft things, they can help in terms of the practices, because when you're surrounded by the things that make you feel good sensorily.
Sensorially? Sensorially?
Sensationally.
Sensation.
No, I have no idea what the word is, but when your senses feel good, when your touch, especially for me, is touch.
Yeah, I love it when my senses feel good.
Yeah. You feel calm. Calm.
Okay, can I have my break now?
Yeah, okay. That's all. Please? Thank you for listening.
Okay, so I've completely lost track of what was happening. Oh wait.
Accountability.
Okay, we're going to take a little break and come back and talk about accountability. Okay, now we're back. And let's talk about accountability.
Well, I don't know exactly how to start there.
Yeah, maybe there hasn't been any accountability.
No, it's for me, it's been my therapist. My therapist keeps asking every week. He's asked, so how's your mindfulness experiment going?
I'm ahead of the game. I didn't even tell my therapist.
Oh man, so that's the only thing that I've done.
Yeah, I think I really want to. I don't know, like, I need some sort of a reminder, because, like, my memory is the main issue for me, and, like, I completely forget that I'm supposed to be doing mindfulness to begin with.
Oh, I think that we need to start doing it together, first of all.
Yeah, we need to team up our efforts.
We need to team up. Team Sholly.
Can we combine our goals somehow?
Yeah, maybe we can.
One mega goal list.
Yeah, maybe we can, because I want to do longer practices. Maybe we could do the 3-minute practice as a buffer, so like to just make sure that both of us have done it.
Yeah.
And then I think that we should start doing it in the car.
Yeah, like to just like put your hand on my shoulder and be like, "You've been playing Animal Crossing for 12 hours. Please do mindfulness."
Do you want to do some more meditations? Or you want to stick with daily practice?
I want to do the meditations just as like a fallback. So like it's not going to be harmful to do more mindfulness. So
yeah.
Like I'll try to do my daily stuff when I remember, but I think I should try to do the 3-minute one just because it's structured, because like the daily ones aren't that structured.
Yeah.
So that'd be like an easier way to be accountable. Cause like,
I think what you mentioned just now is like, just be mindful when you remember.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to do. It's so easy to say, okay, like right now, everyone who's listening, right? and you, just be mindful for a second. Notice the way you're sitting. Notice your posture. And then take a second to listen to the sounds around you.
I don't want to.
But I think that's a really good idea too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we do one structure practice together, right? So that we have hit it.
Yeah.
And then do it when we remember.
So should we just go straight into the ZIIs? Because like...
Well, that's part of accountabilities, I think. Accountability.
Yeah, so this section is now ZIIs as well as accountability. And just to remind people, ZIIs is zero investment...
Improvement.
So it's like the bare minimum you can do to improve something. So like try and make things like as easy as possible.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. How about tonight when we go home?
Yeah.
Or before we go home, we just take a bunch of sticky notes and write "be mindful" on it and then stick them all around the house.
Oh, wait. Okay. I can do it. Gonna do it right now. Okay.
Gonna do it right now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. Okay. Accountability break.
I'm doing it now. Okay. Keep talking.
I don't want to.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit, I have to close the door.
So many things are happening.
I found a pencil, I had to bust out. So, okay, so be mindful.
I think that this is that thing of just try. Not just do it, just try. I think that one of the influencers, ADHD influencers, I think it was Connor Wolf. They say that one of the hacks of doing stuff as an ADHDer is just why not? So you do it because why not?
Okay, so that was a very long tangent. So I wrote down the sticky notes right now.
How many did you make?
I don't know.
Bunch?
I made 3. I'll make more later.
All right.
At least I made 3.
Okay.
Right now.
Awesome. So one of them is the sticky notes.
Yeah.
And the sticky notes are for daily mindfulness. So whatever you're doing right then and there, when you see the sticky note, you just have to be mindful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's all I need. I just need like a small jab just to remind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then for the music one, I was thinking that when the alarm goes off for your long acting insulin, maybe we can just put on one of the playlists that we've got as the alarm.
Yeah.
And you have to do the practice listening to the song.
Do we take turns to like choosing the song or like?
No, the it can choose it at random. Like, the phone will do it for you.
Yeah, yeah, but we still need, like, a couple of songs that we want to put on there.
It's a playlist. So you know how, like, The Man by Taylor Swift keeps coming on?
Yeah.
It's because it's on a playlist.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, we should make a playlist. That's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I think we're saying
the same thing?
Yeah, I think you're getting confused because I said we'll need to make a playlist. And then you were saying, yeah, it's on a playlist.
I may have zoned out. I'm sorry.
Now it is you who will be shamed.
I'm not shame.
Shame.
Shame. Okay, so one is sticky notes. One is sticky notes, and two is the insulin alarm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then we're going to do it together.
Okay, so the ZII was literally... doing the sticky notes right now amid podcast. That was like the main one we had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're doing them together. We're doing the 3-minute. We're just combining our efforts. We're putting our two brains together to solve this problem instead of doing it individually. I think that's what we kind of messed up. That we're like, because I think that's our main strength is doing this. Because like with the sleep thing, we were doing it together.
Yeah.
So we had like our both alarms that helped us. But with this, we were trying to do it alone. I think that was our biggest mistake.
I also think that like, because, you know, we had those, like for me, there's like the variety thing.
Yeah.
That's overwhelming. I think that we should just pick one or even do one of
variety the... Variety made life too spicy.
It was just too fucking spicy. Too spice. So spice. I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I don't know. We're back from our shame break.
So the variety made it too overwhelming. Like there's so many choices. I think that we should either just do the 10-minute breathing space, or there is a, you know, they like on the app Calm, they have those like how to meditate challenges for 30 days.
They do?
Yeah. Okay. There's one really, really good one by a guy named Jeff something. I really, really like it. It's he has put the pillars of mindfulness into really interesting and simple terms and metaphors. I will tell you what it's called. It's called How to Meditate. And his name is Jeff Warren. His name is Jeff Warren. And so either we do that, so it's like predefined, because I think that that will be helpful.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think as much structure as we possibly can, I think is good. Because like, I think, I guess my ZII is to just do the focus more on the 3-minute one, because like the daily mindfulness is you have to just kind of do it on the fly and you have to try and be in the moment. And I really need that structure. Otherwise, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
So I think just going with the flow is a bad idea, because my flow is very, very chaotic.
Listen to this podcast. The other thing that I think that we could do is to remove barriers. So like in our previous plan, we had said just before work or just before we go home. But we just want to go home or get to work.
Yeah.
So we should do it in dead time or schedule it in the middle of the day.
I think that's a better idea, like in the middle. Because like, I think...
Because you have a client every day at 12.
Yeah. And there's so much chaos when we're leaving and packing. And like everyone at the clinic wants to leave at the same time. And everyone's like wants to like just bundle everyone up and go in a group to leave.
Yeah.
So that makes mindfulness a little difficult when people are trying to like physically drag you out.
Yeah. So I think that would be really good. It's just to like... schedule it, and we could schedule it in like and pair it with something.
Yeah,
so you have one client every day at 12, and my lunch break I always schedule for 1 p.m so I try not to schedule anything at 1. So every day at 1 o'clock after that particular client, we can do the practice.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
Because yeah. There's like nothing to do after that.
Yeah.
Because then the next client's usually at 2 or 3.
And then like we can physically like put it into something like Google Calendar. So then like...
And it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah. Or 3 minutes.
Yeah. Or 3 minutes.
Or 3 minutes. Okay. I think also for like doing it just before we got to work, I was like way too ambitious when I thought like I'd actually remember in the morning, because I forgot that I structure my entire morning so I don't have to think about anything. Because like I am not a morning person. So, and like this is a little derail-y, but it was because the Animal Crossing update came out the 5th of November, and that's what I've been doing in the morning, like just before I go to work, try and fit in as much as I can just to do my daily things, like water my flowers, do things like that. Which I think is really funny, because I think the main purpose of Animal Crossing when it first came out was mindfulness, because originally they penalized you for running. They wanted you to walk slowly and do things and experience things very slowly.
Really?
Yeah, but they removed all of that in the new one. Now we're in a chaotic new world where you can have to run.
can run everywhere.
I have places to be.
Yeah, so let's slow down.
Okay, my tangent is over.
Okay, so our plan... is to put sticky notes everywhere.
Yeah.
To do it together.
Yeah.
Do the music practice with the alarm. To have a predetermined mindfulness practice. Shall we decide what that is now? Shall we do the 30-day one? We can do it up to day 15. We don't have to do the whole thing.
Yeah. I think as little as we can actually have to use our brains towards it, the better.
But then that would mean that you would be doing an average of 10 minutes every day. Of like meditation.
Okay, let's go. Let's go and do it.
Yeah.
I might as well aim high and then completely failed and just not aim for anything.
No, you're not gonna fail. And I think we should do it regardless if the other person is doing it or not.
Yeah.
So both of us individually at 1 p.m. will practice mindfulness. And we can do it in this room.
Yeah. We need like an alarm, just like the hit and just like sound off. It's mindfulness time.
Yeah. We can even bring the second Google Home here and hook it up.
So it can yell at us?
Yeah, like a reminder. Reminder for Sholly.
I don't want Bezos yelling at me to do mindfulness.
It's not Bezos, it's Google. Who's Google? Hank Green will tell us.
Who is Google? Okay, it's not Zuckerberg, the Meta boy. It's not Bezos man.
I'm looking it up.
Hello, this is the real Hank Green. I don't usually stoop this low, but I'm going to make an exception. Google was founded in 1998 by Larry Page and Sergey Brin while they were PhD students at Stanford University. In 2015, Google was reorganized as a wholly owned subsidiary of Alphabet Incorporated. The chairman of Alphabet is John L. Hennessy and the executive leader of Google is Sundar Pichai. Please bring more offering to the Hank Green Shrine next time. My hunger grows.
Okay. It's too much, Ollie. It's just Google.
Yeah, Google.
This is another tangent.
Yeah, it's another tangent. But okay, so the point was, I don't want Google to shame me, whoever it is. If it's Zuckerberg or Bezos or Google,
if we put it in
one's shaming me.
But if we put it in the calendar, it's still Google shaming us.
No, it's Google reminding us. It's not Google Home announcing, and it's like, you better do mindfulness, boy.
Oh, I'm totally going to bring in the Google Home.
Okay, you're going to program it to say that?
Yes, can we? Can I?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm savvy enough to do that.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
I had a voice recording that just plays.
Okay, so I think that we've got kind of like a plan going. Is there anything that you're worried that will happen that we could address now?
I won't look at the sticky notes. Like, I feel like they'll just blend into the background and then I just won't acknowledge them. That's my fear.
Maybe we should change your, like, phone screen. Or maybe you should put it somewhere on your Switch.
Okay. No, like, how would that work?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can do that. Okay, so I'm going to take a picture of the sticky note and make it my background.
Okay, can you send it to me too? We'll both do that. Okay, so then there's the sticky note background. And what else do we have? I think that my challenge is going to be that I'll just prioritize other things. That's what I tend to do. Like, I tend to prioritize other things. I don't know how to prioritize this. Maybe that the intention thing is really important. Maybe I should write that now.
You know, but I think, like, it's also giving us slack, because I think it is similar problem we had with sleep, that we're just kind of forcing ourselves to do it and not, we're kind of putting too much pressure, because life does get in the way. And, like, a lot of things have also happened with this month, like your sister leaving and things like that, and, you know, like, stuff coming up. Because, you know, like,
but
life happens.
But, you know, like, what I've noticed is even last month, lots of things happened.
Yeah, things are always happening. Yeah. That's the perfect excuse.
I think that the idea of perfectionism is, like, a really important thing to continue to address. And it's really interesting because mindfulness is one of the things that I believe will help me not get over, but at least change my definition of perfection. Because the definition and standard of perfection changes from day to day for me. And I think that knowing that that's possible is also coming from the mindfulness.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's a lot of good things that have also happened. I'm anchoring myself more in my breath. And I'm feeling much more grounded. Like, I feel more grounded, and I've been able to just be sad about my sister leaving, you know, for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then go back to whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
I think I am handling stress a little bit better, even though it's happening and it's there around me.
I think I've had, like, the complete opposite reaction. Like, I feel like, because, like, I'd keep forgetting the challenge, so I'd remember and then get stressed out from the fact that I had to do the mindfulness. And I think it was only, like, small. I don't know if the daily mindfulness is really helping to the same degree as anchoring yourself with your breath. I think that's more effective to me personally. So let's see how it goes, focusing more on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the research just shows, I mean, one of the things that we teach in the course is to do the daily mindfulness first. We start with the body scan.
Yeah.
Right? And the body scan is there because it's physical. There's something to shift and move and because of the sensory stuff, I tend to do it more when I am less stressed. Because otherwise I do get a lot of, like, it's just, it's a nightmare for me.
Yeah.
But a lot of people love it. A lot of people find it really, really relaxing. So yeah, it's a nice way to ground.
I think it's because, like, you're lying down and, like, you're slowly relaxing. So, like, I think it's just very easy to fall asleep for some people.
But I think that that's good because that means that you really need to rest. If you just fall asleep when you want to not be asleep, then that means that you need to rest. And I think that,
that's not true. I have my fifth cup of coffee. I think I've had one glass of water today. So currently my body is in desert.
You've only had one glass of water today?
No, maybe a little bit more than that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, horrible things are happening in my body right now. I think this podcast has gone on for far too long now.
What were you saying?
About what?
Before you said about your body becoming a desert.
Oh, is that I don't need the rest and that I could have an extra cup of coffee. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to just move on.
Yeah. I want everyone to know that our sleep alarm went off right now. Mid-podcast.
Yeah, the sleep alarm that has Bach's lullaby on it.
Is that Bach's lullaby? Okay, yeah. So I think we need to wrap up this podcast.
So, to conclude.
Yeah.
We're doing it together. We're going to use sticky note reminders everywhere, including on our phone backgrounds.
Yes.
We are going to use the sleep alarms and the other various alarms that we have to do sound meditations, basically. Mm. Or the music meditations. We're going to have a predefined mindfulness practice so that we don't have like tons to choose from when we sit down to do it. We're going to try and do the 3-minute practice in the car.
Yeah.
And at 1 p.m. every day, we're going to try and do a 10-minute practice. The idea behind this entire thing is to help reduce perfectionism and to reduce stress. So this doesn't happen. It's okay because we've got like 4 fail saves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The more fail saves, the better.
So there we've given ourselves at least 3 opportunities every day to be mindful.
Yeah.
And on that very strange note, that's a podcast.
Yeah, that's a podcast. Well, we'll see you again for the the final episode, the conclusion at the end of the month.
On the 30th.
Yeah.
We will continue to see you through the week on, or through the next couple of weeks on Instagram.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll be doing the Instagram lives anytime soon. We're just cutting that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to us today. If you want to follow along with our journey, we post little updates on Instagram at MindfullyADHDPodcast.
You can find us everywhere you get your podcasts, and we shall see you soon for our next episode.
Bye.
Bye.